Fred Flights, rogue intelligence officer likely coordinated whistleblower complaint with Adam Schiff's staff. By Robert Krajcik on September 27, 2019. The rogue intelligence officer being called a whistleblower likely coordinated his complaint with Representative Adam Schiff, DCA, speculated Fred Flights, president and CEO of the Center for Security Policy and a former member of the intelligence community. Flights, who served as deputy assistant to President Trump and to the chief of staff of the National Security Council, has previously held national security jobs with the CIA, the DIA, the Department of State, and the House Intelligence Committee staff. He offered his analysis of the whistleblower complaint during a Thursday interview on Sirius XM's Breitbart News Tonight with host Rebecca Mansour and special guest host Colin Modin. Flights reflected on Thursday's hearing before the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, chaired by Schiff, with Acting Director of National Intelligence Joseph McGuire's testimony. The hearing ostensibly sought to investigate a whistleblower complaint released to Congress and the public regarding President Donald Trump's July conversation with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. "Let's start with how strange this hearing was today," began Flights. "We had the Director of National Intelligence before the committee. He couldn't answer the questions because they were all about policy. You see, this is not an intelligence matter. The president is a part of the intelligence community. And intelligence officers can't lodge complaints with their inspector general because they don't agree with the president's policies, but that's what happened here." In a Thursday published op-ed in the New York Post, Flights wrote, "It appears likely to me that this so-called whistleblower was pursuing a political agenda. Listen." Flights continued, "Concerning the complaint, it looked like it was written by a team of attorneys. I was an intelligence analyst for 19 years. We don't write that way. We see the very detailed legal footnotes to this. This, I think, was a set-up job that included others, probably attorneys with the House Intelligence Committee. Adam Schiff was talking and tweeting about the president meddling in Ukraine and leveraging aid to Ukraine to hurt the Bidens in August before this appeared, and lo and behold. This complaint happens to be filed so it will hit his committee," added Flights. "I don't think that's a coincidence." Flights replied, "As executive secretary of the NSC, I edited and processed transcripts of presidential phone calls with foreign leaders, and there's a very secure area of the computer system where these are places. The accusation, I think, is false, absolutely false, because I already know there's a secure place to put this stuff. The allegation was, to protect this stuff, they were putting it into an intelligence computer system controlled by the CIA. That doesn't make any sense. Why would the White House store something sensitive in a CIA computer system? It's ridiculous. I just think the person who said this made it up." Flights explained protocol for documenting presidential phone calls with foreign leaders. "These phone calls are listened to and transcribed by intelligence officers in the White House Situation Room, and there may be an intelligence officer and a regional officer, like the Europe-Russia office, that may also see it, and I would have seen it as the executive secretary. Anyone who works on these or has access has to control them very strictly and not tell anyone about them who's not on the dissemination list. If you read this complaint, it's pretty clear," Flights stated. "This person wasn't on the dissemination list. People were talking to him about the complaint, even though he did not have the need to know or the right to know about this document. That said, people aren't following the rules. Extremely sensitive material is supposed to be kept confidential. They're violating the president's trust." Flights remarked, "There's no question the president didn't do anything illegal or anything required to be reported or anything that was impeachable. If this whistleblower really thought that something had been done wrong by the president, he could have gone to the Foreign Affairs Committees, to the Defense Committees, the Government Oversight Committees. But he can't go to the Intelligence Committee because it's not an intelligence matter. But it had been made one so Adam Schiff could handle it." Schiff was trying to argue any complaint submitted to the intelligence community, inspector general, has to be reported to Congress and is considered serious. What if the complaint doesn't belong with the intelligence community inspector general, like this one? What I would have done if I was inspector general, I'd say, "Well, you can't bring this to us. You're going to have to bring this to someone on the Hill, because this doesn't involve an intelligence equity. I think he's a rogue intelligence officer," said Flights of the bureaucrat who filed the aforementioned complaint. "And I'd say further, He is a rogue intelligence officer who is politicizing intelligence to destroy the president. Flights went on. It just seems like the Democrats are going to stop at nothing to get this president out of office before the next election. The Russia collusion turned out to be a fraud, so they cooked this up. I heard Catherine Herridge say on Fox, "This seems to be a very well-written complaint," and I thought to myself, uh-oh. Usually whistleblower complaints are not well-written. They're written by people who are a little bit paranoid. They don't want to consult with other people, but this was written by a team of people. I have no doubt of that, and I'm just thinking if this doesn't work, they're going to come up with something else. There are many, many good guys in the intelligence services, estimated flights. The bad guys are a distinct minority. Some of them are in management. Even the vast majority of them, on the analytics side, are not political, they just want to do their jobs. I shared offices with people who were quite partisan Democrats who didn't like President Reagan or really liked President Clinton. And they never let their politics get into their work, and that's still the way it goes today. Flights determined, it seems pretty clear to me that Adam Schiff and the Intelligence Committee Democrats knew about this. That makes me think that attorneys with that committee were working with this person or they directed him maybe to an outside attorney or to an outside expert who could help draft it. But I think the Schiff angle is very important. Because things he said in August almost exactly match this whistleblowing complaint. That's not a coincidence. Adam Schiff sent out a tweet on the 28th of August which faulted President Trump for withholding military aid from Ukraine to harm Joe and Hunter Biden, recalled flights. I mean, come on. This is 2 weeks before this whistleblowing complaint shows up making the same allegation, and it comes to his committee? Think about it, because it happened to be Adam Schiff. And this unusual request that shouldn't have been in the intelligence sphere came into the intelligence sphere, forcing it into his committee. It's just too many coincidences to be believed. Flights concluded, I think this is going to backfire, on Democrats. Breitbart News Tonight airs Monday through Friday on Sirius XM's Patriot Channel 125 from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter at rkrajicek.